Recorded Books and One Click Digital present Traveler's Rest by Anne Tatlock, narrated by Kate Forbes.
Chapter 1. The man she loved was in one of the rooms of this enormous pale brick building, but she didn't know which one. She would have to stop at a nurse's station and ask, "Please, can you tell me where Seth Ballantyne is?" But even when she found him, he wouldn't be the same Seth Ballantyne who had kissed her goodbye a little less than a year ago. She knew that, but it didn't matter. She had to see him. Jane pushed open the front doors of the Asheville Veterans Administration Medical Center complex and stepped into the air-conditioned coolness of the hospital lobby. A rectangular wood railing ran around the center of the room, which was open to an atrium one floor below. Jane stepped to the railing and looked down at the sofas and chairs and the potted plastic plants arranged to give an air of hominess to this decades-old hospital that had catered to the wounded of far too many wars. The atrium was bright with sunlight that filtered in through the glass-paneled ceiling high overhead. The sunshine seemed determined to infuse a certain cheeriness into the mass of humanity below, the men and women sitting on the sofas and chairs and moving along the periphery of the room, inching forward with canes or walkers or rolling slowly in wheelchairs, some dragging canisters of oxygen behind them. Jane wondered briefly what they had seen, what battles they'd been through that brought them here. She wondered, too, if any of them heard what she heard now, or whether music had somehow become lost to them. Because some